Reading from Psalm 103. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget none of his benefits, who pardons all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit, who crowns you with loving kindness and compassion, who satisfies your years with good things, so that your youth is renewed like the eagle.
Thank you. God, we thank you for your name. Thank you that it is at your name that every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that you are Lord. All the brokenness of this world will give way to the light of who you are, so that one day in the new heaven and new earth, we will have no need for a sun, because you will be the light that illumines all of us and all of creation. And we thank you for that, God. Thank you for the sure and certain hope that we have in you. And with that in mind, God, we look at our prayer list before us today. Many things to pray for. And we know that you hold all of these situations in your hand. And so with that in mind, we give them to you. And we pray right now for Roland, who is downstairs right now having some medical issues. Just pray that you'd be with him. And Steve was able to pray with him. Just pray that you would heal him and that all would be well. We also today pray for Bob Carr's cousin's son, Brandon, who was in an auto accident, I believe yesterday. He has two broken legs and a brain bleed, and they're unable to repair and fix the broken legs until his brain bleed has subsided. So we pray for Brandon, pray that the brain bleed would end soon and that the broken legs would be able to be mended. We also pray for Cassia. This is also Bob Carr has a friend. This is the 7-year-old daughter of one of Bob Carr's friends. Her name's Cassia. She's been having an ongoing battle with brain cancer, on again, off again, lots of chemo and surgery. And at this point, the doctors have said they're unable to do surgery anymore for this little 7-year-old girl. God, we pray for Cassia. We pray for her family. Pray that you would be there in the midst of this broken situation, this broken thing. And just pray that they would know your peace in the midst of it. Pray that Cassia would know your peace as well. We know that you are close to those whose hearts are broken, God. We pray that they would feel your presence. We also pray for Melanie Bachman, who's homesick today. Just pray that you would help her get well quickly. We also pray for Krista Cody, who this morning she has a broken molar. It sounds like she's been at the dentist this morning even to try to get the pain to go away. Just pray that you'd be with her. Pray for be with Timothy as he holds down the fort. Just be with her. We also pray that you would be with Jake Wagner as he continues to struggle with his health. Just pray that you'd be with him, that he would know your peace. And this great man of faith, pray that he would hear you and know you in the midst of his weakness. We give you praise today, God, for we had good reports from Dave Garrett, who used to be a member here. He had prostate cancer surgery, and it went well. We also give you thanks and praise for Arela. This is Lori Cole's friend. We've had her on our prayer list for a long time. We give you praise for her healing. The cancer has been removed and is gone. And we give you thanks and praise for that. Also, God, we lift up to you the expecting mothers and children that are coming to our church body here. We pray for Alicia and Ken Angle, for the baby that is due next March. We pray for Nate and Rebecca Erb as they have a baby coming in March, and for Krista and Timothy Cody as they have a baby coming in May. And we thank you for this new life, God. Thank you for what it says about our world, and that you are bringing new life even now in the midst of all this brokenness. And God, we just pray for California right now. They're experiencing a lot of wildfires. And just pray that you'd be with all the people who are losing possessions and losing their houses. We pray especially for there was a horse farm out there, a ranch that got overrun by the fire, and 46 horses died, along with some trainers who were badly burned. Just pray that you'd be with them. Be with everyone out there who's dealing with this, being displaced by it. Pray that they would find in the middle of this what really matters. And so, God, we lift all these things to you. And we know that you hear our prayers, and we know that you care. And so it is with trust that we can pray these prayers and give them to you. In your name we pray. Amen. One of the items on my prayer list is our own member, Mike Shirley, who's going to be having a hip surgery on Wednesday. And we are going to pray for Mike here and just pray that the surgery would go well. So if Steve and Timothy and Mark, maybe if you want to be a part of this, we're going to pray for Mike and lay hands on him and anoint him for this surgery procedure.
I'll take the mic after I'm done. I'll take it.
You don't have to kneel.
I can.
You can.
I can.
Mike has had multiple joint surgeries. When I first came here over 40 years ago, Mike had an infection around his heart in Atlanta. They were visiting relatives down there, and he spent time at the Emory University Hospital and had to have a lot of steroids to fight the heart problem, and it destroyed a lot of his joints. And how many have you had done, Mike?
This will be the fifth. So.
He's had five joint surgeries. This is the third on the same hip. Is it right?
Fourth
on the same hip. Okay, so it's not just a normal hip surgery. So we really want to pray that God uses this for permanent healing for him, and invite you to do the same. So, according to James 5, it says, "Call the elders of the church to pray when someone is sick." And we confess our sins in preparation for that. I invite you to do the same in your hearts, and we do likewise, and the prayer of the faith is able to heal. So, Mike, according to the Word of God, in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, I anoint you with oil and pray for your healing in this time of surgery this Wednesday. We pray that, Lord God, you will just touch Mike's hip, give the doctor wisdom as to what, in fact, needs to be done, which he won't even know till he gets in there, whether it's to replace it again or repair what's there. Lord, we pray you work through this doctor, through medical science, through those who attend with him, and in Mike's heart, as he is a man of faith, and trust his health into your hands, a servant, a true servant of yours, and the leader of our diaconate here, and part of our ministry team, and one that you use so mightily in the kingdom of God and within his own family. We just lift Mike before you now in faith, and we pray for a miraculous outcome on Wednesday. In the name of Jesus, amen. Thank you, Mike.
Okay, at this time, we're going to have the Advent reading and the candle lighting, so if Scott and Erica could come on up.
Isaiah 41:5. Comfort, O comfort, my people, says your God. Speak kindly to Jerusalem and call out to her that her warfare has ended, that her iniquity has been removed, that she has received of the Lord's hand double for all her sins. A voice is calling, clear the way for the Lord in the wilderness, make smooth in the desert a highway for our God. Let every valley be lifted up and every mountain and hill be made low. Let the rough ground become a plain and the rugged terrain a broad valley. Then the glory of the Lord will be revealed, and all flesh will see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken.
God, we thank you for this time of year when we just look forward with anticipation to the celebration of you coming to earth and just all the events that built towards this time, your callings of numerous people and just the prophecies that you foretold. And we pray that as we continue to prepare for this time that you would just open our eyes to see this in a new way this year as we seek you and seek your truth and the glory that you revealed through your Son that came on Christmas. Just continue to prepare us and just be with us this time of year. In your name we pray. Amen.
Thank you, Scott and Erica. And as Scott prayed, this is a unique time as we, you know, contemplate the advent of God's coming to earth in a very unexpected way as a little babe. And so with that in mind, today Sabrina is going to be playing the flute, a flute solo. So if you could come up, Sabrina. Thank you very much, Sabrina. That was very beautiful. I love how, with the instrument that she used, the flute, I was thinking as she was playing, it's the very breath. Breath is being turned into music, and it's a beautiful thing. All right, so I'm going to move into the announcements here. It's so good to see everybody. I love this time of year, and I love being here with all of you. Let's look at what's in the announcements today. Today is our Advent Dinner Theater. Tonight, starting at 5:30. If you bring a dish or two to share if you can. If you don't have a dish or two to bring, that's totally fine. Come anyway. Nancy, do you need to say? Okay, there's a call for all hands on deck. If you couldn't hear Nancy talking, to set up for the dinner theater after church today, to get the table set up, all the things that need to be done. So if you can help out, that would be great. As Nancy always says, many hands make for light work. Oh, that was your mother. I think my mom said that too. Poinsettia orders are due today. So if you want to order some poinsettias, have them today. Let's see. Also, this is a new thing on the calendar that we just added. There's a New Year's Eve family night on the 31st. It says here it'll start at 6 p.m. And just a heads up, Steve made an announcement in Sunday school this morning. We won't be having Sunday school on the morning of the 31st, and we also won't be having Sunday school on the morning of the 24th. On the 24th, we're going to be having only a Christmas Eve candlelight service that day. So just keep that in mind. Don't forget to check your mailboxes this time of year. Not only are there lots of often cards that people put in there, there will be envelopes in there for next year's giving, for those who use the envelopes. I believe that I have covered everything. If I'm missing something, let me know. Okay, so right now, we can greet one another in Jesus' name.